Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, whatever time of day it is where you are, we hope that you are doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, to please go to iTunes and rate our podcast and leave a comment or two. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe. You can also check us out at our website at icbwpodcast.com. That is icbwpodcast.com. All of our previous episodes are there. We're also available on Google Play, and you can also check us out on Spotify as well. And don't forget, for the rest of 2018, we're still picking a random listener on a weekly basis who leaves a comment and rate us on iTunes or connect with us on social media and share our content. The winner will get a prize pack, includes one of our t-shirts and some of the merchandise that I know that you're going to love. And once again, I tell you, I'm not going to give you any shit that you can't use. People are loving it thus far. People are sharing our content like crazy, and we appreciate it. Now, without further delay, let's get this thing rolling, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner, Podcast Crime. Reg, what's the deal, man?
What's happening, Fresh? Hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, cuz. What's up?
Man, I can't even call him, man. We have a real special show today. I don't know if the listeners remember from the preview, we talked about the things that we were going to highlight on the show. One of those things were business. One of those things was business and entrepreneurship. And today, we have a gentleman with us that is the epitome of an entrepreneur, epitome of a professional, and he has a luxury brand that's a fragrance, and it's taken me by storm. I am a champion of this particular brand. I'm on my second bottle of this fragrance. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. I have Sean Crenshaw on the phone from Sean Crenshaw Incorporated. He is the man behind Ovation. Let's give him a round of applause. All right. Sean, man, what's going on with you today, man?
Oh, man, everything is great. First, let me say thank you, Fresh. Thank you, Reg, for having me on the show today. I truly appreciate it, man. This is definitely an honor, man. I see you guys are doing big things with your podcast, so I'm just honored to be a part of the episode today.
Man, we are definitely glad to have you, man. And we want to jump right into it, man, because this is, consumable products are a big thing in the Black community, because our buying power is in the trillions of dollars. Yet there's not a lot of representation, that pictures us, and there's not a lot of products that actually specifically cater to us. And this is so prevalent within the fragrance industry, and now you are really filling that gap, and you're doing it in an awesome way. But before we get directly into the brand itself, man, tell us a little bit about yourself, and the man behind Ovation.
Yeah, well, I've been a fragrance connoisseur ever since my dad bought me my first bottle of Pierre Cardin back in back in the 80s. I don't know if you all are familiar with Pierre Cardin, but it was the bottle that had the ball on top.
Yep.
Yeah,
very familiar.
Yeah. That was the original inspiration for my fragrance today. Is I used to put on that Pierre Cardin, man, and this is when I was in elementary school, man, and I would hit the playground for recess. All the girls, man, that I would dream of talking to found their way over to me to say hello because I smell so good. I would say, man, if a fragrance can do this for a young man, then I know I gotta have me one later on in life, man. So that sparked the idea of having a fragrance. But yeah, I'm originally from Michigan, I moved from Michigan to Chattanooga, Tennessee in the 11th grade. Graduated from high school there in Chattanooga. Shout out to Brainerd High School. Went on to Cornell University to get my undergraduate degree in hotel restaurant management. Took some time off to go back to school. Got an MBA and a JD from the University of Tennessee. But took my graduate education and applied it back into the hospitality industry. Spent 15 years, just going up with a company called Jackmont Hospitality, the largest minority-owned TGI Fridays franchisee in the country. And so I went up the ranks with them from a general manager to a district manager to a director of human resources. And then I left the company to start my entrepreneurial venture with Ovation for Men. And so it's been a four-year, almost five-year journey. Kind of a labor of love. You know, before starting the journey, I really didn't know much about fragrances, so I had to teach myself, you know, all about fragrance composition and the notes and just, you know, the nuances and art of a fragrance. And so that took some time, but now I'm here finally with a product to market, and it's just been a great journey. And I've been enjoying every moment of it, and I see an opportunity for us in the market. And I just think now's the time to really capitalize on the opportunity.
Yeah, I understand that, man. And that is there's so many opportunities for us out there that we may not even know about or just don't have the knowledge. So, you know, I'm glad that you spoke to the fact that, you know, that you didn't know it all when you stepped into this particular arena, and that you had to actually, you know, feel your way through. And, you know, when you decided that forging your way into the luxury fragrance industry was a definite move that you wanted to make, what type of planning and what type of strategic initiatives did you realize that were necessary?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, you know, it really started with self-education. I mean, I couldn't become a credible brand developer without educating myself on fragrances. And, to my surprise, really, there was a lot of information on the internet just about the fragrance industry. There were documentaries that I discovered. There were a whole ecosystem of web of fragrance reviewers, YouTube reviewers. There were a lot of sites and blogs that catered to fragrance lovers and fragrance connoisseurs. And so I took time to really just educate myself. I mean, just absorb myself into the fragrance culture. And I was fortunate enough to meet a young lady here in Atlanta who had a fragrance studio. And the focus of her business was she created custom fragrances for people who, for wedding parties. He created custom fragrances for wedding parties. So if you were a bride and a groom and you wanted to have, some gifts for your bridal party or whatever, you know, she would help you create a custom fragrance that represented you and your bride or you and your groom as gifts. And so I called her and I said, hey, you know, here's my idea, but I know nothing about fragrances. You know, would you welcome me into your fragrance studio so that I can learn about some of the notes of some of my favorite fragrances? And so she welcomed me into her studio, and so you know, she taught me kind of, you know, what notes make up a top note, what notes are mid note and base notes, the different fragrance categories from aromatic to oriental to musk to you know, just different fragrance categories. So I had to educate myself on all those things. And so, you know, I really think the number one thing to do for any entrepreneur or anyone is you have to just educate yourself and form those relationships with people that can help you become knowledgeable of what you want to do, particularly if you have no experience or no knowledge of the industry or the product or the service that you're engaging in. So that was, you know, I think that's critical, you know. And then the second thing is you really have to understand financing, you know, because dreams have to be financed. And either you're going to self-finance them, you're gonna get an investor, or you're gonna have a group of people to kind of get behind you. And that's important. And what I learned is really early on in the stage, people may not believe in your idea. So you're going to have to understand the importance of communicating the need for people to invest in you.
Right.
Not
right.
necessarily your idea. I mean, your idea may be a $1 billion idea, but a lot of people early on don't see the $1 billion idea. All they see is you.
Right.
And you have to carry yourself and have a track record that, you know, motivates and ensures people to invest in you and that they will get their return by investing in you. So, I would advise, you know, recognize the importance of how to get your dream financed, or at least early on until the business can sustain itself.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, one quick follow up question to that. You mentioned your knowledge quest and, your knowledge journey. So when you developed Ovation, man, give us a quick outline, if without somebody having a bottle in their hand right now, give a quick synopsis of what that fragrance is comprised of and how it's going to hit your nose when you smell
right.
it.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So Ovation is a balanced blend of bergamot, which is kind of a fruit, a citrus fruit. It has a kind of compared to a grapefruit and a lime or an orange. It's kind of orange, grapefruit, lime. Kind of it's a fruit that's indigenous to India. It also has Sicily lemon, which is again it's a lemon, a citrus. So I have two citrus notes: bergamot and Sicily lemon. Also have aqua, which is kind of a water scent, it's kind of, the beach, outside, airy, it's a synthetic note. And then I have patchouli and cashmere wood. And both of those, patchouli is a herb, a plant, has a very, it's kind of almost minty, has a tinge of mint or most comparable herb that I can compare it to is mint. And then cashmere wood. Cashmere wood is a very kind of soft, very soothing wood. Has a very smooth undertone with a hint of kind of amber. Folks that are in the incense a little bit may be able to understand, but it's a real soft, mellow wood. And so the fragrance itself is clean, crisp, aromatic. It opens with a bright burst of citrus.
It does. It does.
It'll on the dry down, you move into the aqua and the patchouli. And again, the patchouli kind of is what gives it kind of that lasting effect, and then the cashmere wood. So it's real cool, crisp, and clean. If I had to compare it to a mainstream fragrance, I would say it's that Giorgio Armani Acqua di Gio, which is one of the fragrances actually that I analyzed as I was building my fragrance recipe. I would say a little bit of Fahrenheit for those that may.
Oh, that's old school. You took it back right there, bro.
Exactly. Oh yeah, that was one of my favorites, and then to a little Chanel Blue. So, if you want to kind of know the range of what Ovation is, if you can put it with those three fragrances, I think you'd have a good idea of what Ovation smells like.
Yeah, man, somebody asked me about it, and there's a couple of YSL fragrances that it's similar to as well. Just from my personal, opinion. But I will tell you what, man, what I really love about this fragrance is it is highly versatile. I mean, I the first bottle that I had, I wore it all year round, and that is because of the combination of scents that you have in it. It doesn't sit within any particular season as to say, hey, look, only wear this at this particular point. I mean, it is a truly versatile fragrance, and that's why I love it personally.
Yeah. And it's funny, I definitely wanted to create a fragrance that was somewhat year round. And so that my fragrance designer now, that's kind of what, the patchouli and the cashmere wood, fits that. The aqua is more summertime, summer and spring. The citrus, however, is versatile. The citrus right. makes it versatile. I mean, it can go summer, spring, daytime, nighttime, you know, fall. And then the combination of the notes in the colder months actually sits very well on your skin. And so it actually has a great feel during the colder months too. So yeah, I think we hit it on the head and hit the target and create a fragrance that's versatile and could go all year.
I think you did as well, man. Rez has a couple questions for you that he wanted to drop on you, man.
Hey, okay. Sean, actually, I think of Obsession and Paul Sebastian when I smell your fragrance, which takes me back. And so I think it's very classy, very classic, and very cool. And so I'll be able to get a few bottles from you very soon. If Fresh didn't spray me down, because he's trying to spray everyone down with the cologne. But you mentioned earlier about financing, and I work in finance, and I know how business startups run into some obstacles, and I'm sure you've had to overcome some obstacles based on the fact that the industry is not really checking for our demographic. It shows in the way the imagery that is put forth by the industry. Is this something that you sought to change, and what type of strategy did you employ to change it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I purposefully decided to execute a strategy that portrayed us, Black men, that is, men of color, in a positive image. You know, and remember, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when this idea was taking hold, I mean, you know, and it's still applicable today, you know, Black men were being shot in the street, you know, being killed by police, you know, just bombarded with all types of negative images and stereotypes and stories in the news. And so, you know, I realized that for a young Black man, you know, his future may seem bleak. You know, and what I wanted to do was, through a fragrance, you know, provide some level of hope, optimism, provide a counter message to what was prevailing in the news and in the media about, you know, Black men having value and having substance and having, you know, some degree of importance. And so, you know, this was just my humble attempt to offer those things through something that I love, fragrances. And so, you know, I made it a point to say that, you know, that every image, you know, every message that was associated with my fragrance would be of positive images, positive things of men of color. And it's just been, I mean, it's amazing. And I could have predicted it, but it's been amazing how it has resonated with the consumer base. And I think, you know, people ask me all the time, like, well, Sean, don't you think that that's a very narrow market and how far can you go with just targeting African-American men? And, you know, and my rebuttal to that is, you know, as long as African-American men will have a target on their back in American society, there will always be a need for Ovation for Men.
Exactly.
There will always be a need for a counter message to what's prevailing right now in American society regarding Black men. And so, you know, I tell investors, as I say, hey, if you're really concerned, you know, I would say this, you know, the day that, you know, Black men no longer have a target in American society is the day that Ovation is no longer needed. But I think I have a great, there's about 400 years of history on my side. We've had a target, we'll continue to have a target, and it's even relevant today. So Ovation is a good bet. You should bet on Ovation. This message that I'm portraying with my brand will always resonate as long as there's a target on our back.
And man, to our listeners that are out there, man, you really need to check out the ad campaign for Ovation. The imagery is top notch. It's up there. It's not good for a Black fragrance or a Black campaign. This is an excellent marketing campaign. The images that you will see they're sexy, they're classy, they're elegant, they're on point and on par with anything that you have ever seen in any magazine, on any website, on any commercial. You know, this is not a brand that is good for a black brand. This is a good brand. And I definitely want to get that across to people. I think Reg has another question he wants to hit you with.
Absolutely. And let me make another point, too. You know, we're in the age of Wakanda, you know, and I point this out, too. I said, here it is. People always, again, question the relevance of the black consumer and creating a product that caters to the black consumer. So here you have Marvel movies who have a 10, 15, 20 year history of superhero movies. And then at the end of, you know, the Avenger run, they put out a movie, Black Panther. And Black Panther breaks all types of records previous from any other superhero movie. And people want to know, well, wow, how did that happen? Why is that? And it is so obvious to me.
Right, it is very obvious.
It should be obvious to everyone else that our demographic is starving for positive images.
Right.
We're starving for superheroes.
Right.
And if you create the product, create the movie, create the consumable product, we will eat it up. And we will eat it up and break all types of records.
Right.
And so for me, what I am doing in the fragrance industry is similar to what Wakanda did for Marvel. It's unprecedented, has never happened. And for me, again, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer that once you create a product that comes to the same level of marketing, branding, professionalism, it will resonate with our consumers and we will eat it up and break all types of records. And so I tell investors all the time, I said, listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. And I said, don't be the record label that slept on Biggie because he was too fat. don't be that record label. Don't be
right.
that guy.
Right.
Okay. Because what Biggie represent, what Wakanda represents, and what Ovation represents is a voice, a vehicle, an avenue, a bridge to the people, to something that they're already starving for. All you have to do is just cross the bridge. That's it.
Exactly.
You know, that's it. That's it. And so, you know, I have taking every step to show the viability of the product, the viability of the idea, the viability of the marketing. And from my side of the fence, hey, it's nothing but green lights. It's just going to work. So it's really an issue for me of finding that partner, that investor that sees that and understands how they can just partner with me to scale up.
Right.
And we'll have our Wakanda. We'll have our Black Panther. We will break all types of records in the fragrance industry.
Right. So you really just need somebody that has both feet in it like you do and just says, okay, hey, here's 5, here's 10, here's 15 million. Let's just go take over the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to be honest with you, it doesn't even have to be that much. I tell folks, I've done a lot of the heavy lifting, you know. For me, you know, the biggest part for me still when it comes to my campaign at this stage of my product's life is really a grassroots campaign to really entrench the brand into our culture, you know, into
right.
You know, the way I look at it is, you know, our culture is currency. And so, you know, for me, it is associate the brand with things that celebrate our culture. You know, Ovation
right.
is all about celebration. You know, there are many, many avenues out there, you know, that celebrate us. And so for me
right.
is, you know, hey, let's figure out how we can create the platforms to be a part of the things that celebrate our culture or create the platforms that celebrate our culture. But, you know, overall, I mean, I think what's really been helpful for me is to take a grassroots approach and really touch the people, you know, take the brand to the quote unquote, to the streets. And let you know, and let folks experience it, you know.
Right.
And I think it's really something that can work in any city, in any, you know, any domain. And so I think that's really what, you know, what I look for an investor that sees that opportunity.
And one thing before we get to the next question that I love about the brand itself, as far as the marketing campaign, is how you freely celebrate the accomplishments of other individuals within the campaign. I mean, I'm always seeing something on social media about, you know, a success story, you know, within our community. And, you know, and for whatever reason, not a lot of other, you know, black entrepreneurs highlight the experience or highlight the accomplishments of other black people. And the fact that you do that, to me, that gives me an immediate attraction, because it tells me that you're all in on us, not just on you. You're in it for us. And so, you know, whenever you put out something that celebrates, you know, the accomplishment of another black man, I mean, that's gold to me. And I hope that other people look at it the same way.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's purposeful. You know, I mean, that is representative of the brand. You know, again, the name of the fragrance is Ovation for Men. So I recognize the importance of recognizing other people. You know, there are so many successful men of color in our communities that go unrecognized. And so I wanted to use my platform to bring recognition to them and to show, you know, that their success, their hard work, their efforts, you know, it does not go unrecognized. And so that connection, it was a great opportunity for me to make that connection through a fragrance.
Right.
And I think, you know, when people celebrate, you always think about, you know, how am I going to celebrate? Well, I'm going to celebrate by buying myself a watch, or I'm going to get a new suit, or I'm going to get a car. All these luxury items that are associated with celebration. And I saw an opportunity to include fragrance in that celebration also, because, you know, fragrance is a part of our style. It's a part of our wardrobe. It's a luxury item. And, you know, kind of embedded in my strategy is to see how we can elevate the conversation of fragrance up the fashion and style conversation, you know, elevate fragrance up the totem pole of the style conversation. And I think there's an opportunity, because a lot of us kind of just haphazardly come up on fragrances, you know, right. It's kind of just, oh, let me just whatever, you know,
right.
Try this and just smell good. But really it's an art. And it's just as vibrant and just as you know, artistic as any other, you know. And so I want to elevate the conversation of fragrances.
That's what's up, man. Reg, you got another question?
Yeah, and actually you spoke about celebration, and I guess maybe that's where the name Ovation spawned from, perhaps?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what makes me think of. And man, I love what I'm hearing. I really appreciate your grind, your vision, and your compassion for Black empowerment. And you know, we think it's important to feature Black entrepreneurs here and think the support of Black business is paramount. From your perspective of a brand developer and entrepreneur, can you speak to the importance of supporting Black-owned businesses?
Oh, yeah. You know, I want to say this to the listeners. I mean, you know, supporting Black businesses is almost, I ranked it up there as an obligation. It's an obligation that we have. You know, my mentor, Maynard Jackson, you know, I had an opportunity to work with him during my time with Jackman Hospitality. He's actually the founder of Jackman Hospitality. He's a three-time mayor of the city of Atlanta. Passed away unexpectedly back in, oh gosh, I guess it was 2001, or two, I'm sorry, 2000, maybe 2000, 2001. But something he said to me, and I'll never forget, and he's our frat brother too, Reg.
Right.
You know, he said, you know, we have an obligation to create other Black millionaires. And speaking of we, he was saying, you know, folks that have had the privilege and opportunity to you know, be in politics or to be in business, or, you know, to have these, you know, professional and high profile jobs, you know, we have an obligation to create Black millionaires. And part of that is supporting Black owned businesses. And so I take that very serious, you know. I think, you know, we have to understand that, you know, we've made great strides in politics. That's African Americans. We've made great strides in politics. We've made great strides in the legal field. We've made great strides in being doctors. You know, we've made great strides in education. But really, you know, we haven't made those type of strides at that degree in commerce, you know. And so I think, you know, part of that is we really haven't stressed the importance of utilizing our dollar to support Black businesses. And we're quick to find reasons not to support Black businesses. You know, oh, the quality or the service, or, you know, we find these reasons. And I'll be honest, even during my entrepreneurial journey, I've had multiple hiccups in servicing my clients. You know, my product has been late, you know, out of my control. There have been some other things, but I recognize and I tell my customers, like, but if you don't continue to support me, I'll never have an opportunity to correct it. I'll never have an opportunity to improve. And you will add to the problem of us not having Black businesses to support. You know?
Right.
So continue to support, make it a priority to support. We spend a lot of dollars with other companies. So it's important for us to support each other, because that's the only way we're going to be able to elevate our communities to the level where we have true economic empowerment, true African-American privilege, true African-American power. And we don't have that right now, you know. And so I just think it's important. And I try my best to highlight other African-American men and other African-American businesses to keep that message strong.
And man, you know, one thing that me and Reg talk about, and it's like we just kind of glance at each other a second, and we're probably thinking the same thing because we think a lot alike. But, you know, it's funny that, the, you know, you're pretty open and transparent about the hiccups that you've had and things like that. And what really gets to me is that as a community, we will still give our money freely to communities that literally hate us, regardless of what their service is like, regardless of what hiccups they have, regardless of, the deliverability of the product that we want. So it baffles me that we will continue to do that. But the moment that any Black business has any type of issue or you know, they're trying to grow and they experience slight hiccups or whatnot, that we abandon them. It baffles my mind, man. It really just baffles my mind. And the fact that we, like I said, we will just freely still give our money without question. We won't even question it. We won't even file a complaint. You know, we won't even speak bad about it on social media.
Right.
We'll still just reach in our pocket and give away our money. So I think that particular type of mindset needs to change, and that we need to have a more of a nurturing attitude when it comes to startups, especially in the consumable good marketplace, where, you know, where it's basically like, no matter what we do, unless you are just born into money, we're fighting with, you know, with a blindfold and one hand tied behind our back anyway.
So
it's like we need to have more of a nurturing aspect. You know, when we see a company that's trying to enter a market that's normally dominated by another community, but it's a quality product, get behind that product, grow with that product, you know, give suggestions to that brand maker, you know, help them grow so they can become a pillar as well. And that way you can spend your money, you know, with a company that actually has your interest at heart, that actually cares about you. And you know, we can grow as a community. Like, it just baffles my mind that we have that mindset. I don't know if you want to speak to that, you can. If not, I mean, we can go ahead and move to the next question too. But I just feel that is definitely an issue within our community.
Yeah, it is an issue. And I will speak to it just briefly. I mean, it's an issue. You know, we have to, again, I think it starts with making a personal obligation, a personal commitment to change that mindset. And it starts one person at a time. And, you know, I think, you know, as Black folks, you know, like you said, I think what you said about being nurturing, that's critical. And instead of being critical, we need to be nurturing. And I think you hit it on the head there. And it just takes time. I think we need to use our platforms, you know, your podcast, my fragrance. I challenge my other entrepreneurs, use your platform to champion the concept of supporting Black-owned businesses. And that's definitely what I'm going to do for the remainder of my entrepreneurial journey and the remainder of Ovation's life cycle, you know, is to champion supporting Black-owned businesses. It's important.
Right. And it costs people absolutely nothing to share a tweet, to share a post, to broaden the sphere of influence of each other's brands. It costs us absolutely nothing to do that. Absolutely nothing. So we definitely need to get on that. We're about to close in just a second, Sean, but a couple more questions that we wanted to ask and, you know, give you opportunity to put some more information out there. What advice would you give to a person who wanted to start a business of their own? Not necessarily even, you know, a fragrance, but just any type of idea. What would you say to them to help them give birth, you know, to that particular idea and make it something that's tangible?
Yeah. You know, I would say just start. Like, really, 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 there's never a perfect time. You're never going to have enough money. You're never going to have all the resources. You just have to start, and you have to jump feet first, all in, to start your business if you truly believe in it. Definitely surround yourself with some mentors, people that you can talk to and will give you the real about your challenges, give you the real about how to deal with the emotional ups and downs, the financial ups and downs. You know, don't go about your entrepreneurial journey by yourself. And also, again, don't underestimate the financing piece. Like, you know, I quit my job and I shouldn't have, you know, and then I went back and got employment again. And so I realize now that, you know, you really can't just, I mean, that's a great attitude to have, that you're willing to quit your job to chase your dream. But I tell you, a lot of dreams are never realized due to lack of financing. So understand the importance of financing, even if you have to scale down your job. Maybe, you know, instead of you working, you know, full time, maybe you're working part time, or instead of you being salaried, maybe now you're hourly, or instead of you, you know, being in one position, you're in another position or another location or whatever. I mean, but make sure that you have money coming in, because a business takes, you know, a business needs capital to grow. And if you don't have a source of that capital, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. And I would recommend you definitely self-fund your business, bootstrap your business as long as you possibly can, because that really, that's your test. You know, that really is your test. I mean, you can't expect your mama, your uncle, your daddy, your wife, your husband, you know, to finance your business. You have to finance it. And because that's your test, because you may not be built for what you think you're built of. And you're only going to know that when you get in it and, you know, you're really trying to make it work. And you may come to that realization like, wow, this is harder than what I thought. You know, maybe I need to not do this now, or maybe I need to figure out another way of getting it done, or maybe I need to hire someone, or maybe, you know. So definitely, you know, start, jump right in, surround yourself with mentors, and then do not neglect the importance of self-finance.
That's what's up, man. Hey, tell us a little bit about what we should expect from Sean Crenshaw Incorporated in the future, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm hitting these streets heavy, man, with Ovation. I mean, we still have, I have a lot of things that I haven't rolled out yet for Ovation, but you can expect to see the brand on bigger platforms. We have a summer promo campaign that you see now, but we have a lot more content that we're going to be putting out. I'm working on a women's line probably for 2019. So I think, you know,
can you drop the name or is it top secret right now?
It's just going to be Ovation for Women.
Okay. You know, okay.
Ovation for Women. We're going to come up with a recipe that's complimentary to women and come out with an Ovation for Women. I think, you know, I've learned this now that the market, there's a big market for men, but I tell you, there's an even bigger market for women.
Women drive everything, bro. They drive everything.
Yeah, and so that's definitely going to be coming down the pipe. And then just, you know, just continuing the grind and hoping to be an example and inspiration and motivation for other entrepreneurs and others that have similar dreams and be a resource. I say this all the time. Hey, use me. You know, anything that I can do to help a fellow entrepreneur and to get their idea to the next level, hey, I'm here. So, you know, there's gonna be a lot of good stuff coming down the pipe.
Let me ask you this, man, because I follow the campaigns you know, very, very closely, and you have put on some of the hottest events in the Atlanta area in regards to you know, bringing together different brands, yeah, and different groups of people. Should we expect the summer to be pretty hot with, you know, with some more of that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Now that I have my inventory, I'm relaunching. Let me say this too. I'm relaunching my website. You know, so that's going to be coming down the pipe real soon. I have a dedicated website for the fragrance. I can't give you an early sneak peek, but it's ovationfragrance.com. Ovationfragrance.com. So it hasn't launched yet. I'm working with my web designer now. We're down to our last few edits. So I'm going to be announcing a new website. And with the relaunch of the website, we're going to really start ramping up kind of some pop-up shops and some events to really take Atlanta by storm. You know, you're right. We have some great events last year, last summer. People are still talking about them. So we're going to ride that trend and take it to the next level. So, yeah, it's coming real soon.
That's what's up, man. Hey, we're going to let you close us out, man. Is there anything that we haven't spoke about that you want to just get out there, you know, for people to know about Ovation for Men?
I just want to say, hey, you know, check it out, research it. I'm on Instagram at Sean Crenshaw INC. That's Sean Crenshaw Inc., short for Sean Crenshaw Incorporated. I'm also at Ovation for Men on Instagram. And feel free to, you know, DM me or send me a message. I always answer my direct messages. I try to stay in contact with all of my customers and people that are interested. So definitely, definitely follow. Keep an eye out for me. I make this promise now that, you know, Ovation for Men is going to be a staple in our community. And I'm determined to get it there. And, so just be on the lookout. It's coming.
That's what's up, man. I definitely want to acknowledge the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, in the next 10 prize packs that go out, there will be samples of Ovation for Men in those prize packs. So again, if you leave a comment on Apple Podcast or share our content on social media, you'll be eligible for a prize pack, and it will contain Ovation. So you can smell for yourself and see exactly how extraordinary this particular fragrance is. This is not a game, people. This is a game changer. You definitely need to get familiar. If you are not familiar, don't get on the bandwagon late. You need to get on it now, because this thing is going straight to the top, man. So again, it's going to be in the prize pack. Sean, we appreciate you sharing some time with us today, man. It's good to connect with you, man, and to share the story. We definitely appreciate you taking the time. Wish you the best of luck. You know, I'm already on my second bottle, and the way that I spray it around, man, I'm going to need another one pretty soon. I'm spraying everybody, man. I'm spraying everybody. So,
hey, I appreciate that, Fresh, man. I truly appreciate that, man.
And like I said, we're going to need another one pretty soon, man. So, you know, again, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate you. And be good, be safe, and behave, man.
Hey, thank you, Reggie. And I appreciate you guys too, man. And hey, I see what you guys are doing, man. Keep it up. Keep up the great work, man. And, you know, these are the platforms that we need to support each other. So I just appreciate you guys for having me a part of it.
Certainly.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, man.
All right.
All right, man, we out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass judge decides to fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say. And since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct, and you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.